What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 21st of October. Another fine episode from me to you, from yours truly to you truly, for your amazing ears to listen to my waffle for the next 10-15 minutes. It's Wing It Wednesday, which means I'm not prepared at all for what I'm about to say. I don't know what I've got in front of me, but that's all good because neither do you, so we're all in the same boat. But shame for Manchester at the moment, getting locked down, full on lockdown. There's a big old fucking battle of mayor versus prime minister. I don't know how it's getting on just now, but the mayor of Manchester is refusing to to do what Boris Johnson is telling him to do, which is good, really, if he doesn't feel it's right. And I guess everybody's got a, like in America, all the states, don't they do their own thing? Or don't they kind of decide which way they're going to do stuff? I mean, they might get it fucking wrong, so you don't want any cowboy actions, or, you know, the sheriff into town doing his own fucking, you know, making it up as he goes along. You need to have some fucking scientists and everything there, but I think they're getting an argument over the livelihoods that are going to get lost, which they are. But if you are up in Manchester, I don't know if it's Manchester only, there's a lot of few other places going into Tier 3, they call it. Tier 3, which is basically a real piss, and you're stuck there. You probably just have to, anybody else, any friends in another city where you can fuck off for a little while, you're working from home, just disappear, go on holiday, something like that. But then you come back and you've got to be in lockdown, you've got to be in, what's it called, quarantine. You can't win. But anyway, but if you are, you are allowed to socialise in a group of people as long as you go to the pub. No, as long as you're working, that's the loophole. So they're saying you can go to the pub or go to Wetherspoons or go to any pub and gather as long as you're working. Doesn't matter that you're drinking. As long as you're speaking about work, it's a loophole, isn't it? It's like fucking, you know, get all your laptops out on the table, then just sit around and get pissed. Anybody walks in, just say, this is how we work. This is how we're creatives, and we get more creative when we drink. It's true. Some of the best ideas are thought up when you're when you're high on drugs. Maybe I don't think too many good ideas have come out when they're drunk. Some people have done some crazy things when they're drunk and have turned out to be, you know, very very lucrative, I imagine, or you know, off the cuff. But I can't imagine that any fucking real bright ideas have come when somebody's been pissed out of their head. But when they're high as a kite, 100%. But music-wise, creative-wise, anyway. People have made a fucking massive fool of themselves when they're pissed out of their head. That's never... You, all the people that you want to impress, you're doing the opposite. You're doing the absolute opposite, especially when you know, when you're like a man in love, when he goes and like... goes outside the woman that he loves window and starts serenading from the window. Well, I was actually saying that. I bet that's work sometimes. But most of the time, it's a woman who doesn't want anything to do with him. He's freaking her out. He's stalking her. He's putting love letters through the window, through the door. And he's doing it because he's pissed. There's loads of people like that on my council estate. That's like where love knows no... what's the word? Love comes in all shapes and sizes, and it comes in all kinds of fucking ways on a council estate. Usually on the back of a 2 litre bottle of cider. 2 litre bottle of Woodpecker cider, a bottle of whiskey, and then all of a sudden you're in love. You didn't know you was in love, but you're in love now, and you go into that woman's house that you fucking had your eye on, and you're going to fucking throw stones at your window, accidentally pick up two bigger stones, smash the window. Please come. And then they get together in the end because she sees that as romantic. Wouldn't happen on a posh estate. Anyway, speaking of council, well, I think he's on a council. It looks like a council house. But the guy, Britain's biggest man, has been airlifted out of his flat. Eventually, thank fuck. He's been stuck in his flat. He's 60 stone. I've lost a piece of paper with his bloody weight on it now. I think he's about 60 stone. He's ridiculous. He used to eat two... Well, he does eat. Before he's been airlifted out of this place off to hospital. He eats two takeaways a day and with Pop-Tart chasers. That doesn't even seem like a lot, does it? Two takeaways. That's only two meals. Depends on how big he's. I bet he's getting, if he's getting like a meal for six, and eating that, that's fucking. And it's all shit food, obviously. I don't fucking doubt that. But you'd have to be more than two takeaways and a couple of Pop-Tarts. I just thought it was funny to call them Pop-Tart chasers. Like he's fucking getting pissed. That's his high. That's him getting high there. And I tell you what. He wouldn't have a normal girlfriend. He would have to have a fat girlfriend. He'd have to have a really fat girlfriend because she's only a person who'd understand it. Like these mukbang. You seen these things called mukbang? Sounds like a fucking porno, doesn't it? Mukbang. It's basically fat people on the internet eating, and everybody tunes into them like they're fucking on a sex chat line. Or tune in to watch them eating a Chinese or eating a curry or eating like a. Whatever, to get they order a load of food and eat it, and all these people are all fucking getting sexually aroused watching them eating food. It's fucking ridiculous watching fat people eat. So this guy could have made a fucking fortune. He missed a trick there. Blew all his own money on all this food, and now he's being airlifted out to hospital. And he ain't gonna have no fun there. The food shit. The food shit. Who's been buying it for? Well, I suppose he's on Deliveroo. They don't give a fuck, do they? You need to have somebody like who cuts, says you can't deliver to that person at that address. No way, Jose. And any friend within his right mind ordering it for somebody that size. The only reason you're doing that is because he's paying you. That's the only fucking reason anybody would let that happen. Anyway, condom sales have dropped during the pandemic. Condom sales slumped. I thought that they were meant to have been up. Although saying that, that was in relationships. Relationships not really wearing condoms, are they? And people weren't meant to be shagging if they were boyfriend and girlfriend who lived apart, I mean. But anyway, condom sales slumped following the introduction of social distancing. What else? The consumer goods giant, which owns Durex, said demand for sexual health products fell sharply at the start of the COVID crisis. Yeah, exactly my point, because relationship couples are all fucking bang at it anyway because they're already in a relationship. And these ones are people who were told they can't see each other. So apart from the Tory fucking politicians and the Tory scientists who were seeing each other and were shagging each other, everybody else just didn't bother buying any condoms. So they had to lose out. Or they were, you know, they should, I'll tell you what, they want to hedge their bets for future reference by Kleenex. Buy the Kleenex company, tissues, or toilet roll. Toilet roll was fucking a big hit. So the next time this comes around, they want to have a leverage bet against the toilet roll or Kleenex tissues, because whoever's stuck at home, or vibrators, whatever, whatever people needed to be when they're on their own. So there you go, fucking hell. Call me Warren Buffett. Call me Warren Buffet. That's my name, Wayne Buffet. That's my, what's it called? Investor name, Wayne Buffet. You'll fucking see me on the Forbes rich list sooner or later. A woman booted out a plumber, was doing her plumbing, and she weren't in, she must have popped out for a bit. She come up and found him asleep on the bathroom floor, and she kicked him out and banned him from the job. That's a shame, he's obviously tired, well he's obviously fucking... Is he a young kid? He's proper fast asleep. He must have been out all night. It's got to be a Monday. I haven't even got the day here. Must have been a Monday. If it's a Monday and he's been out, well, he might just be a fucking alcoholic plumber. All the fucking the workers on the estates like a drink. They go to drink every night after work, spend the wages, get up and do another day's work. And he's decided to have a fucking 40 winks, which turned into probably a 7-hour kip. He probably ain't done fuck all day. And he's come out yawn. Oh! And she's paying for it as well. I can see a point now. I understand. If he should just say, don't pay me for today. But she's never going to trust you again, is she? Shame. Never mind. He'll have to go and get his... he'll have to go and rip somebody else off. And like, you know, the plumbers, they love that, don't they? When the simple, it's like car mechanics when you don't know fuck all. And it's a simple flick of a switch, they come in and charge you 150 quid for it. So, you know, I haven't really got that much sympathy for plumbers to that degree. because they know how to fucking turn a pound or two. And it's usually just from turning a switch or two. So, yeah, good on him. Anyway, moving on. What's the next thing I was going to talk about? Oh, yeah, rapper 50 Cent was going to... 50 Cent says he's going to vote for Donald Trump, even though the president doesn't like black people. So he's going to vote for him anyway. And because he's 62%, 62, that's what he said. He doesn't want to vote for him because Joe Biden is going to tax them 62% of the tax rich people. Get it out of the way. 62%. And he said, fuck that. Are you out of your mind? I ain't fucking voting for somebody who's going to take 62% of my money. I'm going to vote for the person who doesn't like black people, who everybody thinks doesn't like black people. Who said he doesn't like black people there? He says here, the thing, even though the US president doesn't like black people. Has he said that? Has he actually come out and said that? I don't know whether that's true. I mean, obviously people think he's racist, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's on black people. Could mean it's on fucking, you know, Muslims, as people have pointed out before, Mexicans, whoever. But, you know, he can't really say he's racist unless he's come out and fucking said something like that. I mean, not racist, again, I mean, doesn't like black people. Beg your pardon. Anyway, moving on. There's a photo of him having a photo with him there. He paid him 600 quid to be at one of his rallies. So it's not the first time he's for his Trump fucking support in the ring. But anyway, whatever. If he wants to keep 62% of his money, I've got to tell you, if I was earning millions of pounds, if I was earning any money, I wouldn't want anybody to have 62% of it. So I have to agree. You got to fucking keep your pockets full. You know, you can keep your morals. You can just say, you know, I did it on the basis of feeding fucking all my friends and family. And if I go to the other side, I'm going to lose all that. And I ain't going to be able to help you. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.